بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، فيقول الله جل وعلا في محكم التنزيل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وجعلنا في ذريته النبوة والكتاب وآتيناه أجره في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. صدق الله العلي المولانا العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، أن respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. All praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. We send salawat and salams, greetings and salutations upon the beloved of Allah, your beloved and my beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah Jalla wa Ala for gathering us in the house of Allah to pray a Fajr Salah was Jama'ah, a huge and wonderful bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a bounty and a gift of Allah upon us. Allah keep us in the houses of Allah. Allah keep us in the obedience of Allah. Oh Allah, grant us ikhlas and sincerity in everything that we do. May it be for your pleasure, and may our yuhud be with you. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jama'at Muslimin, in the month of Ramadan, I remind myself and yourself, we are reaching the quarterway mark of the month of Ramadan. And it is the month of the Quran. And we should ask ourselves every day the question, how much of the Quran am I reciting? Alhamdulillah, we carry out many sunnah in the month of Ramadan. We've just had suhoor, sawa, a great sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasaharu, have suhoor, eat in the morning, because there is barakah and blessings in suhoor, alhamdulillah. So that even our eating in the morning is a sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Breaking iftar the minute that you hear the adhan, immediately, that is also the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Breaking the fast with a date, also a sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And water, also a sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So naturally, alhamdulillah, we do many of the sunnah. This is the month of the Quran. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be visited by Jibreel every night in the month of Ramadan, and then they would go over the Quran, make muraja of the Quran. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite the Quran, and therefore, Jama'at Muslimin, you and I, we should take account of ourselves and stock of ourselves. How much time am I spending with the Quran, and how much of the Quran am I reciting? For this is the miracle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the only book in the entire universe that has remained intact, unchanged, unadulterated, nothing changed in it, like it was revealed to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today. The only book memorized by Hufaz, and you can go to many of the masajid where full khatam is recited, and they are reciting the Quran from cover to cover without looking inside, in Salatul Taraweeh, 20 raka'at and 20 raka'at and raka'ah after raka'ah. Every time after Surah Fatiha, we hear more ayat of the Holy Quran and more ayat of the Holy Quran. Therefore, this is the month of the Quran, Jama'at Muslimin. Look at your children, see if they are able to recite the Quran. When your child goes to the first year in madrasa, it begins with Alif Bata. And then when it comes to the second year of madrasa, they're doing the harakat, A, E, U, An, In, Un, Sukun, and Waqf, and all of those. By the third year in madrasa, they should be going towards the Quran, in the Quran, and reciting Quran. When they come to the first 6 year, they should be tamating the Quran. So when you look at our children, this is the month of the Quran. What role is the Quran, and where in the Quran, with regard to the recitation of the Quran, are our children? Then look at ourselves. How much time am I taking out for the Quran? Am I reciting the Quran? How beautiful isn't it, Jama'at Muslimin? We walk into the masajid, and then we see people sitting with the Quran, some sitting with a tablet, and the Quran is open, and the Quran is being recited. Noor and barakah, goodness. The recitation of the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar. The Quran, Fadlu Kalamillah. The superiority of the kalam of Allah, the words of Allah, ala sa'iril kalam, over all other words, kafadlillahi ala khalqihi, is like the superiority of Allah over all Allah's creation. As great as Allah is above the creation of Allah, so great is the word of Allah over all other words. And therefore the Arab poet says, Kalamul muluki mulukul kalam. The words of a king is the king of all words. If the street sweeper says something, and street sweepers get paid well, alhamdulillah, but if the street sweeper says something, it doesn't carry as much weight. But when a king says something, it is the words of a king. Allah is Malikul Muluk, the king of all kings. The words of Allah, you recite one letter, Allah rewards you 10 rewards for one letter. So therefore, Jama'atul Muslimin, this is the month of the Quran. We have to recite the Quran. And wherever we are, we start there. If I can't recite, I learn how to recite the Quran. If I can recite, with practicing, I'm going to become fluent in the Holy Quran. It is a miracle of the Quran and of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that our children, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, they don't understand the Arabic language, but fluently they can recite the Quran. At the end of the year now, inshallah, we will find many of the Hafiz schools, they have their graduations, and Allah reward those teachers. Day after day, they sit Jama'atul Muslimin. Day after day, night after night, and they listen to our children, reciting Haraf after Haraf after Haraf. We usually give the example, Allah knows we're going to come to the ayah today. I usually give the example, Jama'atul Muslimin, with regards to our Hufaz. When a person looks at a hall that has been painted, it's a simple thing. The mirror is gepaint. That's all we see with regards to that. But if you look at a hall, and it's a biggish hall, then you must know that hall was prepared first. If there were any slight cracks, and then polyfiller was used to fill the crack. And if there was a small hole, that hole was filled up. And after it was filled up, and then they put a primer on, that meant that the brush or the roller touched every spot on that hole. That's how the paint came there. The person never said Bismillah, and there the paint flew on the wall. No, he went up and down, ladder, scaffolding, everything went, and they painted that wall. Every spot on the wall was covered. Not one spot of cement was left unpainted. And that's only the priming coat. Then they come with the first coat, and they check again. Come on. And they check again to see if there's anything left on the wall. And if there's any patches, they patch up again. And now again they paint the first coat. And it goes, all the whole wall is covered. And then when that is finished, now they choose a color. Now when the color is chosen, another one or two coats must go on to give it that finish. Now when you come, you see the wall is covered. That wall is painted now, but the brush and roller went over that wall 3, 4, 5 times. That's just the painting of a hall. A hafiz of the Quran must recite an ayah 10 times, 20 times, 30 times to memorize it. Once he has memorized it, to remember it, he must recite it once, twice every week for the rest of his life to keep the Quran in his heart. The miracle of the Quran. And then you have somebody born in Sharia State, Hanover Park, Heidefeld, Strand, all over the place, Musenberg, Salt River, Bromwell Street, all over. They come speaking Afrikaans, shooting marbles when they are young. Their parents send them to learn Hafiz. And then Alhamdulillah, 3, 4 years later, the efforts of all our teachers of Hafiz, they come and they recite the Quran, ayah after ayah after ayah. It has been recited hundreds of times for us to stand behind, and we hear how the Hafiz is reciting. And then the Hafiz recites 10 raka'at, and he makes 2 mistakes, and we think only about the mistakes. And all the ayah that was recited, right, we kind of glance over that. La, how much effort went into that? The miracle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at the end of this year, you'll find many of the Hafiz schools and the mashaykh, the hufaz, are graduating, having memorized the Holy Quran, a miracle of the Quran, and we are in the month of the Quran. Therefore, our homes must be alive with the Quran. There must be a time for the recitation of the Quran in our homes, where I sit with the Quran and our children sit with the Holy Quran. Allah yarham abi, Allah have mercy on my father, and Allah grant my place in Jannah. Till today I remember the spot where my abi used to sit, and he had a kind of unique Quran. It was a 15-line Quran with a green cover, and he would sit and open the Quran and he would begin to recite, and he slowly would also have to join. My ummi would chase us, go there, go bacha, your abi's bacha, and you also go bacha. Then you have to go sit there and bacha the Quran. And then that moment of love, that moment of nurturing, that moment of setting examples for our children, this is what the ummah needs, Jama'atul Muslimin. We have to become the imams for our children, lead our children, and there's nothing shy in not knowing. There's nothing shy in starting now. The reality of the matter is, many a times Allah can rectify us through our children. That I have to set a good example for my children, therefore let me be more obedient than what I was, that they can be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, Jama'atul Muslimin, our 2 days should not be the same. We should make examples of the Holy Quran. Even if I have to start learning the Quran now in the month of Ramadan, let me learn the Quran, Jama'atul Muslimin. Recite the Quran, bring about the nur and barakah in your home, for this is the month of the Quran. Allah grant us that, Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. And Allah grant ikhlas and sincerity. And Allah reward all our Hafiz teachers. For we will not understand the amount of time, Jama'atul Muslimin, it takes for a child to become Hafiz, and he becomes Hafiz at the feet of a teacher. at the feet of a sheikh. That sheikh sits there and watches your child and listens to your child recite the Quran. Make sure your child recites it properly. Make sure your child remembers it. Make sure your child doesn't forget it all the time, over and over. How many of our mashayikh are there not? Allah grant them the greatest of rewards for the sacrifice they make. It is a life sacrifice in the service of the Quran to make children hafid and teach children the deen of Allah. Allah reward them the greatest of rewards. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jama'at Muslimin, Allah Jalla wa Ala, in ayah number 27 of Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah speaks again about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and we will just speak about one aspect inshallah. Allah says, وَوَابْنَا لَا إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ, and we gifted to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوب, his son Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, and his son Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam. وَجَعَلْنَا, and we made, says Allah, فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ, in his family, his children, النُّبُوَّةَ, prophethood. And therefore, Mullah Shabir Uthmani says that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is known as Abul Anbiya, the father of all prophets. Because after him, all the prophets came from his children. Like Allah says in the Holy Quran. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّةٍ نُبُوَّةً, and we made from his children prophets. In prophethood, we place in his lineage. وَالْكِتَابَ, and kitab, books, meaning revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ, and this is the point, Jama'at Muslimin. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and we gave him أَجْرَهُ, his reward, فِي الدُّنْيَا, in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in the year after, لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, he will be amongst the pious. Here Allah is reminding us, you do good, Allah is going to reward you. Twice you are going to be rewarded. The great and eternal reward in the year after, and a reward in this world as well. So Allah says, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificed everything. His father was the maker of idols. He left his people. He had to make travel with his wife. He left his wife and his child, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, by the Kaaba in Makkah al-Mukarramah, where there was nobody. All those sacrifices, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, then we gave him Nabi Ishaq, we gave him Nabi Ya'qub, we placed in his family Nubuwa, prophethood and revelation. Ataynahu ajrahu fi dunya, that is his reward in this world. Wa innahu fil akhirati lamina as-salihin, and in the year after he will be amongst the pious in the Jannah of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. In the same way, when we sacrifice for the deen of Allah, Allah will grant us goodness in this world. It might be the piety of our children, it might be good spouses for our children, it might be a happy life with our wives. That might be the reward of our good deeds in this world. And in the Akhirah, Allah will grant us the Jannah of Allah. Allah grant us to do good. Allah forgive our shortcomings. Allah make us reciters of the Holy Quran. And Allah grant us lives which earn us the Jannah of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.